Hello, Vincent. Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Sorry about the last couple of weeks. It's been a bit of, just needed some time. So I'm sorry about cancelling, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for sending through that Jung chart with the sort of like the outline of his work and his main concepts. I found that very useful, but it did create some big problems that I'd like to talk about down the track, if that's okay. Other than that, everything's good. Is it time now for me to talk about that, or have you got anything, you know, have you got anything that you can talk about?
I'm glad you brought that up because the last few weeks I've spent in some quiet contemplation. Other than having a slew of Airbnb tenants coming through, which has actually been quite good because. Apart from having company, which is always nice, I don't know if you know about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's this concept invented by this guy called Maslow sometime in the 60, 70, something or other. And it's this thing that, you know, so, you know, basically it's like this pyramid and, you know, you've got to have your sort of, you know, man, you know, generically man, which includes woman, but let's say man and woman together. But it can be man and man, obviously, or woman and woman. If we're paired, but sometimes we can be single. Needs to have, you know, food and shelter first, and then once you know, because that's the primary thing, then there's, you know, security and, you know, all sorts of things, and then ultimately you sort of rise up to the peak of the pyramid, which you know, gives you at the tip of the pyramid gives you this thing called self-actualization, which is where you sort of it's a kind of a complex, I don't know, fancy term, but it's about like where you sort of realize, you know, where you're at, what are you doing, what is it, and it's sort of, I've had some time. Because you know, my food and shelter things have been more or less taken care of, because I've had, you know, I've got a bit of cash coming in, not from you, obviously, because you're not paying me for my sessions, and nor is anyone else, but it's been great. And so I spent some time reflecting on our sessions, and so you've raised and I've sort of gone back over the notes that I've been taking from our sessions, and also with my studies as well, you know, sort of, because I've, you know, started some new courses, new subjects, and all this has just been sort of feeding into this, you know, big melting pot that I call my brain, you know, and sort of just always been sort of cooking
sounds good.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to share it with you. And again, it's all in the spirit of the way that we've been conducting our sessions. And I wanted to thank you for the insights that you've offered me. But equally, I don't want this to, you know, feed into any of the discussions we've had with you, sort of, you know, wanting more credits, because, you know, these insights do not, in any way, for the avoidance of doubt, have any bearing on that, but we'll obviously discuss that separately. That's not the point.
Look, to tell you the truth, like, I'm in the actual opposite direction.
Oh, I see.
I sort of, you know, it's great that you're sort of like hitting the top of the pyramid, but I feel like I'm sort of like down in the dungeon. Like, what happened was, you know, I went through that Jung. List that you gave me, and I did notice some things like You know, we've had dinner parties over the last few weeks while we haven't been talking, and there was a sense of collective unconsciousness that we all experienced after, you know, these dinner parties, which I thought was good. Mm. The interesting things that came up from that sheet, that fact sheet about Jung, was, you know, stuff about archetypes and, you know, totems and finding your animal spirit. Mm. And this is where the problem happened, because the other night, just in passing, I was having dinner with my partner, and I was talking to her about all these Jungian concepts. And I said in passing, look, I identify as a dolphin.
Mm.
And she scoffed, she guffawed and said, more like a groper or a beached whale, which I thought was
Ooh.
Unkind.
Ooh.
And I let that pass, I let that go.
Mm.
And my partner then turned to me and said, well, what do you think is my animal spirit?
Mm.
Now, this is where the problems arose, because, and just as a bit of context, my partner is a statuesque person. She's very tall, with big feet, but her crown and glory is her hair. She has this luxurious auburn ringlets that adorn her scalp.
I was sensing lioness until you said auburn ringlets.
Yes, well, and she has a lot of hair. She dedicates her haircut. Sometimes her hair reaches the floor. She has so much hair. And when we first started going out, we lived in a first floor apartment, and I would jokingly call her Rapunzel.
I see.
Because, you know, I'd say to her, look, if there was a fire, you could let your hair out the window and I could climb down, which she found very offensive, because then it was like, how would she get out?
I'm just taking notes here. There's some fairy tale references here, but do go on.
Anyhow, so that's my partner, this luxurious hair that she, you know, that she's had forever. Look, yes. just to give you a better sense of this hair she has, ringlets that go on forever. Like when we got married, she had three flower girls sort of carry her hair down the aisle as a veil. There's a lot of hair. Anyhow.
And Vincent, just, if I can just pause you there. And so with these ringlets and all this hair, I imagine after a shower, that when they untangled and straightened, this hair must go on for generations.
It's a lot. It takes her half a day to do her hair.
Goodness.
And gallons of shampoo.
So she mustn't shower very often.
Well, it's a real battle. Anyway, with this, what happened was we at dinner and she asked, who's my animal spirit? And I just instinctively said, poodle. and if but, you had have
but,
seen
but
the
it would,
look...
It would have been a giant, because you said she's statuesque, so it would have been one of those giant poodles, right?
Exactly. And if you had have seen the look...
She said, no, not right.
That's not right.
Okay. But Vincent, if I can just stop you there, and because we haven't actually started the therapy proper, I assume other than what you've said, no harm or self-harm?
No, well, not yet. If I could just finish, she said, no, that's not right, change it. And we were eating lamb chops at the time. The first thing that came in my head was sheep. I knew I couldn't say sheep.
Oh, God, no.
So
God, no.
I said, no. She said, what is it?
Oh, no.
Tell me, what is my animal spirit? And I just said it. I said, yak.
Oh, no, but... Oh, Vincent, no. Listen, Vincent, please stop. I can't. This is unbearable. No, Vincent, so I think I may have mentioned... Yes. I think I may have mentioned before that I had done a course, or, you know, one of my courses was in couples therapy. And I just want to throw it out there. And look, you know, I may not be the, you know, because actually, you know what, there'll be a conflict of interest. No, although given that your partner has been in intimate situations with my photo on the wall, or the, you know, I resemble Joseph. Maybe that can be overcome. And given that you're not paying me, maybe there isn't a conflict of interest or ethics considerations in any case. But I'm sensing that, you know, we may be in a bit of a situation that may. I mean, everything you're telling me just I'm not at the stage where I feel like I need to report you, but this is the kind of thing that for me rings alarm, like serious alarm bells. I mean, this is the kind of conversation that leads to, especially given what we talked about before with you know shoving and pushing downstairs and pushing into doors and all that.
It's the photo doesn't exist anymore. She's taken the photo. I'm not even actually sleeping in the bed. I'm sleeping on the couch. I have been for the past
two nights.
It's got to that stage. I mentioned I'm in the doghouse because I mentioned the poodle.
Oh, Vincent.
The ultimate, the thing is, she said, and this is to do with the photo, she said it's Jung. And as long as I'm paying for your therapy, you're not to use Jung. Because my wife pays me to do the therapy, and she pays me $700 per session.
And, but you don't pass it on to me. Well, Vincent, but listen. This is all. Oh my God! There's so much here. I mean, we'll definitely have to come back to it. But I'm afraid our time is up. We'll definitely have to come back to this because I was actually going to talk to you about the use of Jung. But oh my God, I really wish I could help you more. But like I said, our time. Oh my God, Listen, we'll have to catch up. But look, the overtime is free, as always. Let's make sure we meet on schedule for our next session next week. Please stay safe, and please stay away from any animal references, please.
Yes. Well, can I tell her that we're moving on from Jung?
Well, I think just maybe just avoidance or evasion, one you choose, is probably best at this stage. As you say, maybe if you're sleeping in separate beds, it's not a bad thing. Both of you keep away from sharp objects, I think, maybe in the short term. I don't know. Part of me is inclined to report this, but I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt for now.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Right. Thank you for your help.
Take care. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Bye.